The Supreme Court has decided against hearing an appeal from Indiana Governor Frank O'Bannon, who'd wanted to erect a Ten Commandments monument on the Statehouse grounds in Indianapolis. Freedom From Religion Foundation spokesperson Annie Laurie Gaylor says they've been waiting for a decision on the appeal by the Indiana governor. Gaylor says it's an important decision that backs their contention similar Ten Commandments monuments in La Crosse and Milwaukee need to be removed from government property. She's been told Milwaukee is removing the monument.
I think that the city of La Crosse will be hearing from our attorney soon, and they need to realize that there was just a decision this month in federal court in Nebraska, and it was a case saying you cannot put the Ten Commandments up in a park.
The city of La Crosse has not taken action on a request last summer by Freedom From Religion to remove a Ten Commandments monument from Cameron Park. Mayor John Mettinger says the ruling is significant.
It does seem like the courts have once again said that these monuments should not be in public property, and that is something all of us have to be very cognizant of this court decisions. I mean, we can't just simply go against the courts of this land, which have spent a lot of time looking at the issue of separation of church and state.
Mettinger had been planning to release a statement on his assessment of the situation later this week, but is not revealing what his advice to the city council will be. Madison-based Freedom From Religion lost a court case with the city of La Crosse over the monument in the mid-1980s. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.